This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Horse joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. John, how you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. It has been kind of a whirlwind for you over the last couple of weeks, hasn't it been?
Yeah, we've had a lot of things going on, but all things that we're happy with and positive about, and hopefully all in an effort to help us maximize this year and beyond.
Since Jason Kidd's departure, have you noticed a difference in your team? Was that somewhat of a wake-up call to your team?
Yeah, I don't know about a wake-up call, Bill, but I think that we have noticed a change in our team. That's why you make a change like that. You hope that things can improve. And I think in the early returns here, we've seen improvements in a lot of areas on and off the floor with our roster. And we hope to continue to build on that, on the chemistry and the continuity that we have and some of the things that we're doing schematically and hopefully continue to have success as we go through the year.
Now your team obviously has won some basketball games. Joe Prunty now at the head. You make a deal for Tyler Zeller. Tyler Zeller is a good piece player. I think a lot of people were glad to see that you got a big because you desperately needed one. Are you done? Are you still in talk, still trying to work the phones?
Still talking, you know, constantly doing our job and trying to figure out ways to improve this team. But we were happy with the team before the trade yesterday. We think Tyler adds another element to our team, gives us another ability to be dynamic and flexible, and no matter who we play, I mean, he's a legit center in this league, and he's got experience, and he's played for good teams, and so we think that move helps us, and we'd be happy if that's all we do, but we're still looking to figure out if there's any other way to help the team.
Now, we know John Henson has played better after you traded Greg Monroe. He kind of has settled into his position. The guy that I was hoping to see take a step this year was Thon Maker. Give me your assessment of his play.
Yeah, I think, you know, Thon is a little bit, if for those who are kind of, you know, a little bit dissatisfied or were hoping for more out of Thon, I think it's unfair. Thon came in as a rookie last year, one of the youngest players in the draft. Developed throughout the beginning part of the season, started playing more down the stretch, and then had an unbelievable run in the playoffs. And I think what happened is he set his expectations really high for what he is. I mean, the truth is that he's still a very young player, a second-year player in the league, and he's taken steps. He's added weight in the summer, which was a main goal. He added 12 to 15 pounds in the offseason. He's gotten stronger. He's become more consistent with his shot. And we're really, really happy with Thon's development. We're not at all worried about his development, where he's at this year. And you know, a move like getting Tyler Zeller, we talked to Thon about this, really is not about replacing Thon's minutes or John's minutes. It's a chance to add another guy to that group. And so now we feel like with those three guys and even Marshall Plumlee on a two-way, that we have a really solid core group of bigs that can help us compete on any given night, no matter who we play. And Thon's a big part of that.
Now, Thon, I was just going to ask you that because for those that expected more development, and I did too, I thought, you know what, if he takes a leap coming into this second year, he will not only go from being a piece player, he can be a true asset. And I thought, and Joe and I were talking, because his game isn't developing as fast as, say, some want, and I know you said it's a little bit unfair to have that expectation, but has there ever been a consideration to put him in the G League to say, get his development kind of expedited by giving him more minutes?
Well, I think we always consider that. The G League is a tremendous asset for us, and the Wisconsin Herd's a tremendous asset for the Bucks specifically. I think that's always a consideration with any young player and something you talk about. If at some point we believe that that's the best way for Thon to continue to develop, we'll consider that. We would talk to him, to his agents, and figure out the best plan. The truth is right now we've needed Thon. He's helped us, to the record that we have now. He's been a rotation guy for us, and we expect that to continue to be the case. And he gets a tremendous amount of development and practice and strength conditioning with our medical staff here. And so the G League is always an option. It's always a discussion, but we're also really happy with the development he's making right here with the Bucks.
How do you see Zeller being used? Is he just a bench guy coming off? Is there a certain amount of minutes that you can kind of foresee him getting, or is this just all feel right now?
Yeah, all feel, but also I, you know, defer to coach on that. Coach is going to use those players how he sees best to win the game that we play that night. And so the nice thing about Thon and John and now Tyler and even Marshall to some extent, again, they all bring something different. You know, Thon are really athletic, mobile, high-energy player who has the ability to stretch the defense. John Henson, one of the best rim protectors in the league, and, you know, really efficient scorer around the rim. Tyler's a guy who can really run and set screens and is 260 pounds and also can shoot the ball. And then Marshall is kind of a young, developing guy in his own right, but just a really, you know, massively big, strong guy who plays with a ton of energy. So I think, Bill, like, the answer to that is it's going to depend on who we play on any given night, and their job is to be ready and to be ready to contribute to help our team win.
Is there, I mean, everybody wants to win and you want to win now. I get that. But do you have this path in mind that says, okay, this season I expect this, next season we hit the ground running here, and then by, because there's for all the patience that Bucks fans have had, they look at this as kind of comparison to the Bucks, and it might not be the best time because you're sitting next to the Brewers who are obviously accelerating the package when it comes to a rebuild. You guys have a lot of pieces in place. You kind of want to win and win now, but you want to do it right. How do you balance that, and then where do you put your own timetable?
Yeah, the timetable is to build something the right way that when we get to the point of contention that we can contend for a sustained amount of time and really compete for championships. So it's not in an effort to fast forward anything and take one shot at it and then trap the rebuild. And you know, sometimes franchises do that, and that's an intentional strategic thing, and that's their decision. The way that we've talked about this and then we've really tried to build it before I had this position and now that I have this position and going forward is we want to build something that can sustain over a long period of time. You know, think of Dallas Mavericks and the success they've had over a long period of time, the San Antonio Spurs and the Golden State Warriors now kind of in the early parts of that, and Oklahoma City over these years. You know, teams that can really be at the top for a long period of time. That's our goal. That's what our strategies and our thoughts and all of our efforts are in place to do. And part of that is to build off of what we did last year. And we really feel like this year we're in a position right now today to really build off of what we did last year in a significant way. And that would be to make the playoffs again, right? So for 2 years in a row, first time the Bucks have done that in over a decade, hopefully really compete and have a real chance to win a playoff series. I think it's been 17 seasons since the Bucks have won a playoff series. So those are markers of short-term successes that help put us on track for where we want to be for the long term.
I know you guys traded away Rashad Vaughn. He wasn't getting minutes. He wasn't getting much playing time. I really don't know, because I thought maybe he'd go down to the G League and get a lot more development down there. Where was the value in Rashad Vaughn?
Value in terms of trade, you mean, Bill?
Well, just overall as a player. When you talk about it in trade, yes, you had to get, you did that with a second-round pick, and you end up with Zeller. But Rashad Vaughn was kind of toiling away at the end of the bench, and I guess my question is, where was his progression? Where did you feel he was as a basketball player?
You know, I think sometimes young players come in, it's really hard to break into this league and stick in this league, and it's not any indictment on their character or their talent. It's a tough business, a tough league to break into. And Rashad, when we drafted him, was the second youngest player in the draft behind Devin Booker, and had an unbelievable summer league and really kind of came on and played well early and then had some ups and downs. And for me, I think his value, his progression is, you know, Rashad needs a change of scenery. And we really hope for him that a change of scenery and a different opportunity to kind of work on things and get better and improve will give him an opportunity to be a player in this league for a long time. He's still a very young guy. He's got great size. He's got great talent. And we hope the best for him. And I think a change of scenery might be something that actually helps him.
John, we appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon down the road, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Best of luck. Talk to you later. There you go. That is John Horst, the Bucks general manager, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.